That's kind of nice. That's truly what self-forgiveness offers us when we have the experience of making a mistake and then really going to the higher self and acknowledging the mistake and asking for help, teaching, relief, release, forgiveness, and we get it. It's not just a clean bill. It's a, here, let me show you.
Yeah.
Here. Yes, of course you are still loved. Of course you will move on and you can let go of this right now, but let's look at this. And so it's a good opportunity to grow in your integrity.
Integrity, that's exactly the word, because if you want to have good integrity, you have to tell yourself the truth.
You do. And sometimes you have to face up to a feeling of true remorse. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a different thing than toxic shame. A true clean remorse comes from the perception that you let yourself down or let someone else down, and that you would really like to do better, that you felt that you could do better and that you would like to do better. And you make that decision like you did with the ticket.
Yeah. But so I think for a lot of people, and I know this with myself too, sometimes the shame, the toxic shame, just gets in the way of even going there, right?
Right. Well, right. Because if you have grown up with too much guilt, shame, remorse laden upon you as a child, then you develop a sense of being wrong. A shameful person feels wrong in themselves, not like, oh, I'm a good person who just did something that wasn't so good and I'd like to do better. It's a whole different thing.
Okay.
A shameful person, it's a very toxic, harmful state. So there's just a lot of interesting lines, you know, crossing these different explorations around self-forgiveness.